The Nikki Byrne Show with Jenny Green on 2FM.
Proudly sponsored by Aldi. Great quality food for less.
To love. There's a lot of giggling going on in the studio.
Never done it yet. His heart rate just keeps going up.
The crash test dummy, Carl Mullen, is here. He has heart monitor.
Scott, look at it. It just keeps going up. We haven't done it.
I'm nervous.
We haven't done anything yet.
Okay, your heart rate at the moment is 111.
Yeah.
And they say a healthy heart rate is between 60 and 100.
Because what I can see in front of me.
Nick.
I just dropped your phone.
Okay, now, just for the purposes here, it is crash test dummy tile. Tile? Time.
Hello, Tile.
I'm nervous as well, but I don't think I'm actually up that high. I don't feel it. We are going to get Carl to walk across broken glass.
Yes, and Brian Moore is here. Hello, Brian.
Hi, how are you?
Do you want to walk into that microphone there, Brian? If you want to, is it on? Yeah, there you go. So, Brian, thank you very much for coming.
Oh, sorry, it's not on. You can take
there you go, Brian. Take that one. Thanks very much for coming in.
Great stuff, Nikki. Yeah, looking forward to it now.
Obviously, you are an expert in this field.
I am indeed, yeah.
Is it hard to do? Is it dangerous? Is it stupid? What?
It's not stupid if you do it for the right reasons.
Okay.
It's not something I'd advise viewers to try at home.
Yeah.
That we do a lot of training to be able to do this safely.
Yeah.
However, as a metaphor for mindfulness about being in the now, it's one of the best you'll ever get.
Okay.
Yeah.
So right in front of us now, how many broken bottles approximately down there?
200.
200 broken bottles, green bottles, about 8 feet to walk, 6 to 8 feet, I would have said.
6 to 8 feet, yeah.
For Carl to walk. Carl... Jump around there quick. Yeah, well, come around to me here. So your heart rate now, what's it at?
It was about, where is it? Oh, that's a different thing there now. Let me have a look.
Was it 111?
It went up to 100 and then I kind of calmed myself down a little bit and I'm now at, no, I'm at 104.
Okay.
It's 110.
Does anyone have any idea what his heart rate may go up to and what's not a safe scenario?
170.
So you're just pulling the figure out of the sky there, Al. Yeah. Now, the amazing part of this is, Jenny, you've agreed to do this as well.
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. For the crack.
For the stitches.
Hard as nails.
Now, can I just say, in case any of my relations are listening, I didn't have a next of kin here in studio, so Nikki Byrne has agreed to sign my consent form for me.
It's so funny. I said to Brian Moore, is this dangerous? He went, no. But will you sign these disclaimers, please, lads? Right, are we ready to go?
We are. Now, we are also, as far as I know, we're going to put this out online as well. So if you've got the app, the Periscope app, we did this last week, it went really well on the show. So go on to the RT2FM and the Nikki Byrne Show on Periscope now, and you're going to get to watch this happen live in studio. I'm a little bit nervous.
I think we should take a song while we get ready. Yeah, let's take Charlie XCX and it's
come
called
here to me, Carl.
It's called Doing It, lads. Just and that is Charlie XCX. Right, there's a lot of frightened faces in the studio at the moment. I'm around the other side of the desk with everybody. We now have in front of us on the floor 8 feet. If you want to just mark McKay, just there you go. That is 200 green bottles smashed up on the floor on a little platform. Brian Moore, the expert, is here. He is now has already demonstrated how to walk across broken glass.
And this is live in Periscope, by the way.
This is live in Periscope in Wicklow. And Carl Mullen, the crash test dummy, all you have in front of me, Carl, your heart rate, which amazingly at the moment is only at 85.
Okay. I think I'm getting that zen where I'm just trying to calm myself down because I'm cacking it.
You were horrified watching Brian do it.
Yeah, it's the noise of it because you can hear the glass breaking under his feet.
Okay.
Which is terrifying.
Brian, give him some tips. What does he do? What does he not do?
So I obviously was talking to him on the lift on the way in, and unlike a firewalk where you need to be high energy, high tempo, for the glass walk, being relaxed, being calm is really important. You take one step at a time. Keep breathing all the time. You lift your foot carefully. When you put your foot down, if it feels sharp, it is sharp. Do not put your foot down. Lift it up carefully, shake the glass that's on it, and then put your next foot down. I'll be here to support you every step of the way. I'll talk you through it. And then before you get to the end, you're going to stop, put your weight on me, and we'll take any shards of glass out of your foot at the time.
Brian, just a quick one there. When you say if it feels sharp, chances are 200 broken bottles may feel sharp.
Chances are. So there are, as you walk through it, you're going to feel different sensations. And you'll feel that you're going to feel glass and it's cold and you feel the shards. But if there's an actual point, a point that's really poking up that you think, oh, that's going to be an ouch, that's what I'm talking about.
Funnily, I would expect that.
Yes.
So put your first foot on, whichever foot you're going to lead with.
And just remember, Carl, we're going to distance ourselves. The show is now saying you don't have to do this. Your heart rate at the moment.
Here you go. Feels okay. So feels it throughout all of your foot, and then step.
Lift that other foot up. Lift that foot up on the other side. And as you put it down, how does it feel?
Feels okay.
Okay, and then step.
Okay, you're doing great. There's only one problem, Carl. I can't see your heart rate because I don't know your code on your phone.
Shake the glass off your foot.
Could we have your pin number?
24.
Lift it and place it in front of you. Place it. Not so big strides 24. Now. Okay. Take your time. How does that feel?
Feels okay.
Okay.
Heart rate's at 97.
Yeah, lift the other foot up. Shake the glass off. That's it. Take your time. Look for the next spot. How does it feel?
Yeah,
feel good. And then walk.
Well, this is terrifying.
Your heart rate's at 89.
Shake off the glass.
You're doing well.
Yeah, next foot forward.
Should I step fully off?
No. Yeah. Just stay there on the next one.
Okay, so that feels sharp.
Okay, so lift it. Good. So lift it and then find a different... Find a different don't shake it across. Just find the next spot. How's that feel?
Feels okay.
Okay. And then your next foot on.
Onto the glass again?
Just still on the glass. Yeah, just feel it again. Shake off the glass. Feel it?
Yeah, feels okay.
Okay, now stay there. Now what I want you to do, you can lean on my shoulder and then bring this foot up. Just bend it up towards me. Yeah.
And there we go. Nice.
What a man.
There.
It's like you're...
And now take this foot out and step
hooving
right
a horse
safe.
Or whatever it's called. Taking the hooves off.
Lift this foot up. And you can see those pieces there. You can see them stuck up and see the imprint. Can you get the imprint on his foot?
Oh, yeah. You got nice feet, Carl.
Nice design. Yeah.
Beautiful.
And we're perfect.
Yes!
Oh!
Jenny Green's up next.
Jenny.
Your heart rate's 118, by the way, Carl.
Can I just say that was...
119.
That was absolutely terrifying.
You know, I have no heart monitor, so what I'm going to allow you to do when I finish is put your hand under my arms.
Okay. Sounds like a deal, baby.
Right, okay. Jenny Green is up same next. Are we going to do
focus
it?
Focus now.
Jenny, have you signed the disclaimer?
Yeah.
You signed it for me as well. As you
witnessed. Yeah, you witnessed it, Nikki.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. The head part, right now.
Just take one step and you just feel it. Says it when it feels all right. Don't just step it wide so you can get your balance. How does that feel?
Fine.
Okay, and step. Okay.
Oh, my God.
Next foot down, find it. How does that feel? If it feels good, then walk.
Jenny, did you paint your toenails today anyway, on purpose?
I always paint them for you. You just never notice.
And you lift this foot, shake off the glass. Yeah, and then carefully look for the next step. Carefully now, yeah. Okay, good. Lift the foot, shake it.
Shake it.
Take your time, take your time. Not so wide. Yeah, there. Very good.
Look at her. Cool as anything. I want to run to you.
She's like the Terminator.
Yeah. Take your time.
She's used to broken bottles of Shankill running around the parks, isn't she?
Not a true statement, Nikki.
A joke.
Yeah, take your time now.
She's
calm
as anything.
Yeah, shake. And then this one before now, just bring that foot back onto the glass there for a second. Yeah, and stay there for a sec. And I'm going to come down. Okay, onto my shoulder. And then just lift this foot up. This one up, bend it up to me.
Actually,
this one.
There's a spike under this one. Can I lift this one first?
Yes, sure. Yeah, that was a big one.
That was more than a spike.
Is it?
Yeah.
You've impaled yourself.
And then up. See, this is why you don't try this at home. Have a look at the prints.
Wow.
Jenny Green, everybody!
Oh,
superb!
Next up, Nikki Bird!
No chance!
Come on, Nikki, give it a go.
No.
Come on! Amazing.
That was pretty cool, Jenny.
Really enjoyed that, actually.
Brian, what's your website called?
BrianMoore.ie.
And of course, just to remind people at home, do not attempt to do this at home without a professional with you. Do not. I can't stress enough, do not do this at home.
There's a huge risk if they were to do this on their own and just go out and take glass or bottles that they would get cut.
Absolutely. And those bottles were sterilised as well.
The bottles were sterilised before we used them today. Yeah.
Brian, thank you very much for coming down. And
thank
to our first aid as well.
Thank you, Nikki.
Mark
thank
McCabe.
Thank you.
Carl and Jenny are now embracing and celebrating with each other. They're getting married in the morning. 9 minutes to 2, we'll take a song. We'll take a break back after this. 2FM, that is See You Again. Right, the lads are still here. Brian Moore is still here. Brian, when can people do this? Where could they see you? That type of stuff.
Yeah, there's an event coming up in September in Bray, and it's a charity event in aid of CDLK5, a rare genetic disorder disease. And I'd encourage, they're doing a firewalk and a glass walk.
Okay.
So people have the choice.
The firewalk, is that like hot coal and on fire? How is it explained?
20 feet of burning hot coals, 1400 to 1600 degrees Fahrenheit.
Wow.
1000 will burn an engine block. So
there's
it's pretty
hot. There's your next
hot.
Challenge.
That is, would you do that, Carl?
Yeah, I'd do that. After doing the glass now, I'd love to do that.
We couldn't do that, obviously, in studio today.
Why not?
Because we wouldn't need to podge the fireman on standby for us.
Also,
well,
big thank you to Brian Byrne, our first aider, who came down and helped us out today. I'm very happy to say we didn't need him, thank God, but he was here.
So that was great. So your heart rate stayed low, amazingly low, all the way.
Yeah, it's like what you were talking about. It's kind of, you just, everything else is just blocked out and you're going, right, how does my right foot feel? Is there any shot? No, okay, left foot, okay. You know, nothing else. You're not thinking about anything else other than the glass. Unless you're Jenny Green and she's calm.
I sang Whitney Houston to you on my walk across.
Yeah,
not
you did.
A bother to it.
And it's videoed and you'll put it up, we'll get it together and put it up on the website and stuff later on. Do many people enjoy this, Brian?
Absolutely, because it's so many people are stressed right now, and to be able to switch off from everything that's going on, the glass, if you like, the glass walk is like a walking meditation. People spend hours and a lot of money trying to learn to meditate. This is the best metaphor that I've found for helping you to get into the now. Because when you're on the glass, you have to pay attention. So it gets you to pay attention to what's underfoot. If it's sharp, you lift your foot carefully, you move on, you find your way forward. It's absolutely brilliant.
And you were saying as well that you pump people up for the fire walk, but you bring them down for the glass walk.
Yeah, this seminar is around mindfulness and around the power of focus and paying attention. Because so many times in life, we don't pay attention to so much good things that are happening. We get sucked into, you know, too much stuff, other people's drama, into our own story, etc. In the fire walk, it's about turning fear into power. And I guarantee you, I think you said that you'd like to do the fire walk. I guarantee you your heart rate will be pretty high.
Sky high.
Let's do
sky
it.
Sky high.
You want to do it?
Absolutely.
We'll have to do it out in the garden. And Jenny Green, how do you feel? You feel liberated and free?
I really enjoyed it. I think you should give it a go when we go off the air, because it's actually really enjoyable.
We'll talk about that. No, I will. Next time. Brian Moore, everybody. Thank you very much.